marketable answers instead of acknowledging the complexity of running form and injury. If someone told you they had found a way to solve many of our most pressing health problems, reduce violence, increase compassion, and allow us to live more in harmony with how we were meant to live, you would probably be interested and skeptical. Yet these are the claims posited by the most ardent believers in barefoot running, and there has been little organized dissent against these claims. It is past time to analyze them more closely. Whenever I've walked into a running shoe store in the past few years, I've seen all these small, lightweight, flexible running shoes. Where did they come from? Who buys them? What are they a response to? A good place to start is Christopher McDougall's best-selling book, Born to Run, a sort of ode to barefoot running, which received a tremendously positive reception. The book was on the New York Times bestseller list for over 4 months, was named a best book of the year by Forbes and the Washington Post, and was roundly praised by both accomplished runners and book reviewers as a masterwork of storytelling, popular science, and sports narration. As the Denver Post called it, a tale so mind-blowing as to be the stuff of legend. Born to Run is a non-fiction narrative about McDougall tracking down a semi-indigenous tribe, the Tarahumara.